Hello, Mixed Nutcases. It's Nuke Joss with the Dog Days of Podcasting, Day 13 edition of Nutty Bites. And I should have known, Day 13, you know, all that superstition about 13. So we got our keys to our house. The truck arrived. They were very quick in unloading it, but it seems that even though we got the keys to our house, it wasn't exactly done yet. The furnace was getting replaced, as well as the hot water heater, so the entire back part of the house, we couldn't put anything in, which makes unloading a truck very, very tricky. Had a moment of scare when we couldn't find Tech's rapier, and didn't find that till after the guys left. It was stuck inside a rug. Okay. While looking for the rapier, we're opening up wardrobes, thinking, well, maybe somebody shoved it in there. And I find a metal kickstand and other crap just thrown on top of my wedding dress so that it is not really hanging in the wardrobe. It's more on the bottom of the wardrobe and crunched. I don't think it ripped through any of the plastic, so I don't think there's any stains. And I hope there's no rips, but I am not happy. I was very, very upset at that. Yeah. Who knows what's going to happen with all the other stuff that's damaged. We have to submit a claim, and it's going to be all sorts of fun. The legs to our bed frame are completely cracked. If we were to put them on the bed, we would just be gouging up the floor. So we have to get new casters for that. And we were just going to stay in the house tonight. We were going to do that before we realized it still was having water issues being taken care of, and when we thought we could sleep on our mattress. We're at a nice hotel. We're at a nice Hampton Inn. We're taking the last of our allotted hotel nights, you know? Excuse me. We were staying in a night's inn, which is closer to a motel than a hotel, simply because it was close to base, because we wanted to be close enough that we could just drive on, drive off. We didn't have to want to drive 20 minutes just to get to the hotel, or half hour, or however long it takes us. And we were willing to put up with a lot that we were dealing with, a very uncomfortable bed, a lot of weirdness about the hotel, until the hotel manager is looking at a couple of our items in our car and asks Tech, how much dollar value do you think that's worth? Yeah, we checked out as soon as we heard that. That was not fun. So, yeah, no problem driving a half hour and having a nice hotel room where we're not worried about somebody breaking into our car in the middle of the night and stealing our stuff. Anyway, so that was my day. Oh, let's not forget that even though I rescheduled the internet to get installed today, the person who made the order and told me the 13th accidentally booked it on the 14th, because it's very easy to make that mistake because the boxes are right next to each other. So when I got a confirmation call and I called them back and said, yeah, it says the 14th, it's supposed to be the 13th. They were like, oh yeah, no, it's the 14th and we can't fit you in today. So one more day without internet. Joy. My car is delayed. They gave us a call and they said that as of Friday, which was supposed to be the end of our delivery window, we are entitled to a rental car because they don't expect to have my car until next week. Yay! I'm actually not too worried about that. I can deal with that. So tomorrow is unpacking and it's going to be interesting. Define interesting. Oh God, we're all going to die. Yeah, one of those. And for some reason, everyone is calling my phone instead of Tech's phone. Tech has the unlimited cross Canada plan, and mine thinks I'm roaming because I'm on the old plan and I haven't changed up yet. So that's annoying. Everybody's calling the number that's going to cost me roaming charges. Yeah, the roaming charges. Can you believe that? There's still roaming charges. Well, I'm fading out. I'll be like the last person on that. And my whole plan is I'm going to get a new phone. I'm going to get a new number. I'm going to get on the unlimited nationwide Canada thing. Finally into the 21st century. We'll see what happens. That's my grumpy day. I apologize for the grumpness. It's just, It's just like one thing after the other. Oh, not to mention that the workmen got in a fight with some college people. I don't know. Somebody came check up on them and said, oh, he's an apprentice. He can't install a drain under the hot water heater. We need the master plumber to come in and install the drain. And the master plumber's like, he was working underneath me. It's fine. It's a drain that goes 4 feet. It's fine. And apparently there was a big altercation. They stopped everybody from working. They would have been done by like noon. As it was, they weren't done until like 3:30, 4 o'clock. And then there were like six people standing on my front lawn arguing with each other over nothing, never introducing themselves, never saying who they were. Obnoxious. Oh, and housing gave us a key and they said, this is the master key. We only have one key for this domicile. So I cut a couple extra keys. Let us know if they work because I've never used the machine before. They don't work. So Tech will have to cut some new keys. That's fine. And he may actually end up going and showing them how to use it. But that's part of his job is he's a master locksmith. He can take care of the keys. So right now we only have one key that works in the house. That's another thing. Just every little thing, you know, every little thing is just happening. Got back to the hotel and utterly crashed. You know, everybody that told me that their best tip for moving was to not move. Thanks. I wish I could follow that advice. Sadly, that's just not happening in this lifestyle. So yeah, so hopefully you will hear cheerier sounds. As it is right now, I am going to enjoy this fluffy bed and take a nice long snooze. Yes, but wait, there's more. Tech just reminded me the best thing about today was I met a new neighbor. That's right, this morning, a gigantic porcupine the size of a corgi came along my yard, walked across the street like completely unbothered. I got maybe 3 feet away from him, got a quick picture, and he was adorable. His quills were all there, which means nobody's been bothering him. And Van's coming down the road and he just kind of looks at him like, yeah, whatever, you'll stop. He's awesome. I really, 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 really hope I see him again. I would love if he was like my regular neighbor. In the last place, we had these little huntress cats that would come by. They'd leave mouse heads on our doorstep. They'd come over for scritches and snuggles. If that role is taken up by a porcupine, I will be so happy. And we've got a lot of awesome chipmunks in our trees. Our trees are bizarre. They got these gigantic leaves and these weird long pods that look like gigantic string beans or really skinny zucchinis. I don't know what it is, but it's huge. And then the tree in the back is a big climbing tree, and there's a bunch of birds that live up there. The wildlife around me is fantastic. So, highlight of the day. This gigantic porcupine. I'm going to call him Teddy for now until, you know, I realize he's got a better name, but he's got the, like, this teddy bear face. It's adorable. Yeah, so look at the show art and sorry, and Calf, I know you're not seeing any show art except for the Dog Days of Podcasting. You can go to the website and see the actual show art. For those of you who can see the individual art, look at the show art. There will be a picture of this adorable porcupine. That's it. Now listen to the awesome promo for another awesome podcast or something like that.
I don't have long, so I need you to listen up. I have to debrief you about our new show where we're discussing the exciting new event series 24, Live Another Day. Every week, we're going to go over the latest episode, where we think the show is headed, as well as our listeners' thoughts. It's called 24, Live Another Podcast. You can download each episode to your PDA of choice through iTunes, Stitcher, or go to the website at thehollywoodoutsider.com/24. Okay, that's all I can tell you right now. They're listening. So why aren't you?
Netty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios. You can find us at nimlas.org/blog. Contact feedback at nuttybites@nimlas.org. Call our voicemail line at 347-NUTTY-42 or 347-688-8840.
8942. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Basically, you can share it, you can send it around to your friends, just don't change it, don't sell it, don't try to make any money off of it, and link back to me, my site, and everything.